In the budget he proposed this week, President Bush called for several billion dollars to improve the nation's readiness for a bioterrorist attack. Administration officials say the money will not only bolster defenses, it will also strengthen the public health system by improving communications and emergency services, even if no attack occurs. But some public health officials are concerned that all the attention being paid to bioterrorism will come at the expense of existing public health programs. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Many health experts describe the new budget as short-sighted. It's one they say they can appreciate for its emphasis on bioterrorism preparedness, but it's a budget they say they worry about for its lack of emphasis on health promotion and other life-saving educational programs. Dr. Mohammed Akhtar directs the American Public Health Association.
Tobacco smoking, for example, kills 400,000 Americans each year. Lack of appropriate diet and exercise results in some 300,000 deaths each year, because these two combined are related to the heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure.
Studies have shown that public health prevention campaigns work. People quit smoking, eat healthier diets, exercise, get screened for disease. All in all, they change behavior and maintain healthier lives with lower risk of devastating disease. Even in the face of new terrorist threats, Akhtar says it's not the time to cut back on proven programs. He says if current campaigns aimed at preventing chronic diseases like heart disease and cancer are diminished, there will be long-term consequences.
So if there's no program for preventing teenagers from smoking, or if there's no program that encourages teenagers to eat right and do proper exercise, you know it's going to show up in the form of heart disease, being overweight, or lung cancer, or high blood pressure at a later date. And cutting these small programs, relatively speaking, is not a very good deal, because you're going to end up paying millions of dollars in healthcare costs, not in too distant future.
Heart disease and stroke cost this country a tremendous amount, you know, $298 billion a year.
Dr. Rosemarie Robertson is a cardiologist and former official with the American Heart Association. She agrees with Akhtar that prevention should not be forgotten in times of more dramatic fears.
We all want to be safe, and in the last few months we've all felt less safe from issues like bioterrorism and terrorism in general. But in fact, the problems killing more Americans than any other are heart disease and stroke, so we can't leave those behind while we deal with these new threats.
The president's proposed budget would actually cut funding for chronic disease prevention. At the same time, it provides no increases for other health promotion programs. That may not seem like a big deal, but as inflation continues and healthcare costs continue to rise, no increase means a real decrease in available funds. Ronald Johnson works with New York's Gay Men's Health Crisis, one of the first organizations to actively assist AIDS patients and to push for funding for AIDS treatment and prevention. He says this is no time to scrimp on AIDS prevention. The number of new HIV infections is on the rise, especially among young gay men.
This is not to detract from the importance of homeland security and the importance of the military campaign against terrorism, but it's also a recognition that the HIV/AIDS epidemic, both here in the United States and globally, is also a very serious threat to our security, and certainly an ongoing threat to our public health. And that is a homeland security issue also.
At a press conference earlier in the week, HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson defended the budget, saying that in many cases there were difficult choices.
To be perfectly candid with you, we've had to make some tough decisions in order to make sure that bioterrorism and the research dollars were sufficient to meet our needs.
The proposed budget now goes to Congress for debate and revision. Experience shows funding is often restored for certain programs, but unfortunately, say health officials, not for all. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.